And I'm back, everybody. That's right. It's me, Eve Reed, your favorite host, who loves to smile the most. All right. I'm back with another episode of Binge and Rewind. This is the Real Housewives of Potomac recap. Again, I literally just finished watching it. And this is episode 2 of the current season. And I have to say, I like this episode. There was a lot of information to move storylines along, or at least get them started. You know what I mean? Because Ashley, girl, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing? You need to stop pulling people to the side to have conversations with them when you've been drinking. Because I'm just saying, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Anyway, y'all. So, you know, Real Housewives of Potomac is back on Bravo, and we get to see the ladies, you know, have an exercise outing, and they go do Pilates. Karen makes it so super dramatic, delivering this information as only Karen could dramatically do. Okay, it's the dramatics of Karen, all right, in production, in expressing, you know, how she went to the doctor and got all of her tests done. Now that she's hitting what she calls the triple 20, which I thought was cute. I thought that was cute. The triple 20, leave it to Karen, the grand dame, okay, to give a whole new identity to a number of all things, all right? So she shares that she has 5% blockage, and, you know, she is basically trying to get more healthier just based on the information that she received from the results of the doctor and everything, which I'm here for it, you know, and she wanting to get the other ladies healthy too. So it was really funny watching all of them get together and be in all these different positions. And Pilates is, oh, I'm thinking about doing it myself. And then after seeing some of the exercises, I'm like, actually I might have some things here that I didn't know was like Pilates equipment, right? Because apparently, like, I have resistance bands that would be considered Pilates, right? So I don't know, you know, let me know. But anyway, it was fun watching them do that. Now the conversation though with Mia and Karen, I love how Karen has levels of boundaries on how to greet people to let you know where you stand with her. I respect that. And Karen, I feel like I should adopt that same philosophy. Okay. I thought it was, she was like, I'm just going to give you a handshake. And here goes Mia. And she's like, oh, like she was thrown off. But I do like the fact that they had a conversation and they worked it out, and there wasn't a screaming match or anything like that. They actually talked to one another and not at one another. So I thought that was commendable, and it was a great way to kick off the beginning of the episode, considering that in the first episode it ended off with also, you know, a real genuine healthy conversation. So I'm liking this so far with two healthy conversations happening. You know, I am liking that. Now, Candace ends up meeting with her, you know, her assistant or manager, or I forget what his title was, but I like him. He seems very cool and very on it. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that it was funny how when he brought up Drew and how Candace was like very vague but not in why she didn't want Drew up there, and the fact that she says very specifically that she doesn't think that her and Drew should do anything else musically. I want to know why. Is there a video out there? Is there a clip? Did you do a live? Did you break this down? Does anybody have, you know, the inside scoop as to why Candace would not want to work with Drew musically again? Like, did something happen backstage? I remember that. Like, if anybody watched, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta and saw Drew get up there on stage and perform with Candace, then you know. And Candace, I do have a question about that your like one piece that you wore on stage. I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and look to see, because it was looking like it looked like a swimsuit, of course, right? Like a one piece swimsuit, but I couldn't tell if it was supposed, like if it was baggy or not. I couldn't tell. Maybe it was just the style of it based on the material and all like that, but I don't know. But I did have that question, Candace. I did have that. So if you're listening, you could always like let me know what's going on. I would love to, ask you even more questions. Anyway, so Candace is like, no, to, telling her manager guy about like, no, this is not gonna work. I don't want Drew to, be there. But it was the fact that she also said, like, I sold out Chicago. So Candace is really smelling herself right now, because she's like, I don't need nobody else on the stage with me to bring notoriety to the show to get people in the seats. Like, I did that. I did that. And confidence is great. I'm here for it. And Candace definitely knows how to flaunt her confidence, but she is definitely at the same time smelling herself. Okay. She's smelling herself. You could just see it. You could just see it. Now, moving on to, Ashley's place. I'm loving it. I think it's very cute. It is very chic. What did Giselle call it? Boho chic. I do like the color schemes that she chose, and I love the name that she gave for it, which is, what did she call it? Seaside in the City. I do like that. It is very much lighter and brighter than where she was at when she was living in the city at Michael's place, or her and Michael's place. So I do like that. It's very homely. It looked very homely. And it, you know what? You know what it's also given? It's also given. You know how you walk into like those real nice hotels and there's already some aromatherapy going on? It's giving aromatherapy. Okay? It's really giving aromatherapy. So shout out to you. I'm sorry, Ashley, shout out to you. Your house looks absolutely amazing. I do like it. I do, I do, I do. And let's see. Oh yes, we met Ashley's friend, right? Anika, right? And I think I'm hoping I am saying your name right. Welcome to Real Housewives of Potomac. All right. It's good to meet you, and we'll see how this all pans out. Now, Ashley, I know that's your friend, right? And you are, you brought her into the group, but I must say, throwing your friend under the bus in her first round is not the right move. But I am so glad that they filmed and aired how the producer called you out, right, in your one-on-one, Ashley, and ask and saying to you that the way you described it to Wendy was giving the impression as if Anika was trash talking Wendy. And called you out on it. So, and I'm also glad you held yourself accountable about, the fact that you were off that tequila. So maybe you might need to take a page out of Mia's book, and maybe not drink liquor. 'Cause I don't know. It seems like when you get some liquid in your system, you talk recklessly, like very recklessly. So I don't know what that's about. You might want to check that out, because that isn't the first time that's happened. And you do to hold yourself, you will take accountability, and you will hold your foot to the fire and deal with the burn. So I will give you that, Ashley. You're not one of those where you have to go around the world in order for you to understand the point of taking accountability. Right, with unlike Karen, okay, going back to the Pilates outing, right? And shout out to Giselle. Giselle, you are winning again in episode two for me when you called out Karen and confronted Karen about, well, you brought a rumor to the group when it came to Juan, so are you gonna apologize for that? And it was so crazy to see Karen, unlike how Ashley can just you know, take it and hold herself accountable, right? Here goes Karen wanting to go around the world in order to hold herself accountable. And then in the same time, want to say that Robin owes her an apology and she might owe her an apology. No, it's not might. You do. You do. So, period. You can't come up with the rule of, you know, we shouldn't do this within the group. Us ladies shouldn't be doing this, blah, 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 right? And then you turn around and you do the same thing. And mind you, it all happened in the same season. So if you're mad about something that Mia said to you or said to the others in the group or participated in with others in the group last season, you need to apologize for what you said last season when it came to Juan. Either way, at the end of the day, you need to apologize. Period. Point blank. And that's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. So, I thought it was the right place and the right time in order to bring that up. So right now, ladies, the maturity thus far, right? From everyone. I am just amazed. I am proud as an avid Bravo viewer since Bravo's even been around and since you guys, Potomac Wives, have launched. Like, I must say, thus far, even though we're on only two episodes in, thus far, favorite season. So we'll see how this goes. All right, because I know there's so much more. There's so much more to come. All right, now, so at Robin, not Robin, I'm sorry, Robin enters Ashley's house because, you know, Ashley is having the housewarming party and invited the close friends, the girls' circle of the cast and family, right? And they're all in the backyard. Now, this is where Robin, when she enters and she notices, like, okay, everybody is going to want to bring it up and want to talk about it. Because it's definitely going to be the elephant in the yard, okay? Because that's where they're at. They're in the backyard. So it's definitely going to be that, right? It couldn't be anything less. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be anything less. So, yeah, we'll see what happens next week when they do have the conversation with Robin and everything. But the show ended with, of course, Ashley talking to Wendy and, you know, them hashing their thing out, which was Wendy making sure that, you know, Ashley, like, hey, I just want to know if you're going to have my back, right? Like, you my friend? Is you going to be my friend? And I get that. Everybody wants to know if they're going to, you know, actually show up and be the friend that they say they're going to be and if they can trust them. And I thought that was very good for Ashley to point that out in saying, you know, we just need to spend more time together, which is true. The more time you spend with people, the more you can start to build that trust each brick by brick, layer by layer, to make sure that, okay, am I safe enough to now share this? Am I safe enough for us to now experience this on, you know, as friends? So I get that. I love it. I liked it. I'm here for it. I celebrate it. All of that. And that was this week's episode. You know, like I said, it's just a quick recap. Shout out to those who listened to my recap last week. I will talk to y'all next week after I finish watching the episode. This was Real Housewives of Potomac, Binge and Rewind, My Brain Baby, where I talk about the movies and TV shows that I have currently watched or I am currently watching. All right. Or recently watched. That's what I should say. Recently watched or currently watching. Either way, y'all know what I mean. Have a great day. Enjoy the week. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.